الحمد لله على ساعة التلاقي في الله.
Praise be to Allah for this moment, or a moment in which we mutually come together for His sake.
ولحظات التوجه إليه تعالى في علاه.
And moments in which we direct ourselves to Him in His sublimity.
وتذكرنا فيما يوجب لنا رضاه.
And that we discuss mutually or are reminded of that through which we would attain His good pleasure.
وهل إيمان المؤمن إلا أن يعلم عظمة الله؟
And is the faith of the believer in anything other than he or she recognizing or knowing Allah's magnificence, His عظمة؟
وأن يوقن أن كل ما سواه عبد له ومصنوع ومخلوق له تعالى في علاه.
And the believer recognizing that everything other than Allah is his slave and something that he has fashioned and created, exalted as he in his blessed as he is in exaltedness.
إنها حقيقة الإيمان الذي يتميز بها المؤمن عمن عداه.
Truly, the reality of faith by which the believer is differentiated or distinguished from his enemies.
عبر عنها سيدنا المصطفى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال.
Excuse me, the believer is distinguished from other than a believer. The Prophet ﷺ described this faith by which the believer is distinguished by saying,
أصدق كلمة قالها الشاعر كلمة لبيد.
The truest statement that any poet has said is the statement of لبيد.
ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل.
Is not everything other than Allah false or not?
ألا كل شيء ما خلا الله باطل.
Is not everything other than Allah false?
نعم هذه هي الحقيقة.
Yes, this is the reality. Surely or lo, everything other than Allah is not or false. Is there anything other than Him that remains,
subhanahu?
Is anything other than Him that persists?
وَالَّذِينَ كَتَبَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْ يَبْقُوا بِإِبْقَائِهِ تَعَالَى لَبِدَوَاتِهِمْ مِنَ الْمُكَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ ومعهم الملائكة تلك الأرواح التي تبقى وتدوم ولا تبقى إلا بإبقائه جل جلاله وتعالى في علاها فيها جميع هذه الأرواح ما يربح إذا قصد سوى الله هل فيها ما يربح ويفوز إذا قصد سوى
And of those that Allah has decreed that they will remain or maintained them through His creative act of mankind and the jinn and of angels, those who have spirits or souls, arwah, that Allah causes to remain, does any of them attain any profit in anything, any gain or reward in anything that he or she does, except in those things through which they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
Al-kullu yirji'u ilayhi, fala yafuzu illa man qasadahu wa ahabbahu wa azama.
All of them return to him, and none of them are triumphant, none of them is rewarded or wins except those who seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Him.
وَيَخْسَرُ خُسْرَانَ الْأَبَدِ الْخُسْرَانَ الْعَظِيمِ كُلُّ مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّى عَنْ أَمْرِهِ وَكَذَّبَ رُسُلَهُ.
And everyone will have the greatest failure. Everyone will have the greatest failure who turns away from Him or disobeys Him and disbelieves in Him and His messengers.
ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
However, most people know not.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
They know just merely that which is superficial from the life of this world, and they from the hereafter are heedless.
تأمل هذا الخبر من ربك الأكبر.
Reflect on this news from your Lord the greatest.
أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Most people know not.
مهما الدعوة التقدم.
No matter what claims they make of progress, if they claim to have civilization, they claim to be advanced, if they have invented various types of technology and things that pertain to it, if they've manufactured airplanes or pilotless airplanes that they call drones, they know not.
عملوا كل ذلك ولم يعلموا من خلقهم.
They did all of this and didn't know who created them.
يرجعوا إلى تكنولوجيا ولا طيارة ولا أسلحة.
None of them will return, or will his or her final abode be to their technology or anything other than him.
لكنهم يرجعون إلى الله الذي خلقهم.
However, they will return or are returning to Allah who created them.
فكيف يكون حالهم إذا لاقوا؟
So what will, how will their state be when they meet him?
ووقفوا بين يديه.
When they stand, knowledge of the layers of the earth and geology avail them.
حقيقة كل هذه ترجع إلى أصلها مع الجهل بالله لا تفيد شيئا.
The reality of all of these things returns to its origin, and that is that with an ignorance, if it's combined with ignorance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not beneficial whatsoever.
إن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Surely most people know not.
الله يدعوهم إلى العلم على ألسن أنبيائه.
Allah summons them to true knowledge on the tongues of His prophets.
أن يعلموا الحقيقة في خلقهم والمواد التي هم مغمورين بالانطواء عليها والاهتمام بها.
That they could know the reality of themselves and their creation and the material things that they govern or have disposal over.
وأن يعلموا المقصود من خلقهم.
And that they could know the aim or objective from their very creation.
وأن يستعدوا لما بعد هذه الحياة.
And that they could prepare themselves for what comes after this life of ours.
والمستقبل الأكبر.
And this is the greatest future.
والأعظم الأخطر.
And this is the most immense and grave thing to which we're coming.
وهو الذي لا نهاية له.
And this is that abode that is endless. It's everlasting.
فكل من لم يجب دعوة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو جاهل وإن علم علوم جميع الماديات من شرق الأرض إلى غربها.
Everyone who does not respond to the invitation of the Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is ignorant, even if he possesses all of the information or knowledge on the surface of the earth.
إن لم تعتقد أنه جاهل ففي إيمانك خلل.
If you do not have a conviction about the ignorance of such an individual, then there is a discrepancy in your faith.
فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ وَخَلَقَهُ مَرْجِعُكُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَقُولُ لَكَ لَا يَعْلَمُ.
Because your Lord and His Lord, who created him, to whom he will return, has said that this person knows not.
فَكَيْفَ يَقُولُ لَكَ لَا يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتَ تَقُولُ يَعْلَمُ.
So how could Allah say to you, such a person, a disbeliever, does not know, and you say that they know?
صدق الله وكذب وهمك وخيالك.
Allah has spoken true, and your illusion and delusion or imagination has lied if you think otherwise.
فماذا يقول القائل نصنع بهذه العلوم الغريبة الحديثة التي جاءت وقد قال لك عنها يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا والذي يقتصر على هذا هو لا يعلم لأنه ترك الأهم.
So, and then what about these, all of these types of science and knowledge and information that people have, and Allah has said about it that they know merely that which is superficial from the life of the world. And the one who has limited themselves to that, that person is in fact ignorant.
فهذا مستوى علمي.
So that is the extent of their knowledge.
وهذه غايته ونهايته.
And this is the place that it is. That's how it, that's its limit, and that's its outcome.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا.
They merely know something that is superficial, some little insignificant superficiality of the life of this world.
وما علموا الحياة الدنيا كلها.
They haven't even known all of the life of the world.
ولا علموا باطن الحياة الدنيا.
Nor have they known the inward of the life of the
ولو
world.
ولو علموا باطنها لآمنوا بخالقها.
And were they to have known what was inward from the knowledge of this life of this world, they would have believed in its creator.
فظاهرها فتنة وباطنها عبرة.
The outward of this world, of the worldly things, is a test or a trial, and the inward is a cause of reflection or lesson.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ.
Have they not traveled in the world and looked at what the outcome was of those who preceded them?
دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ.
Allah destroyed them.
وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا.
And for the disbelievers is the likes of these.
مَا هُنَاكَ نَتِيجَةٌ أُخْرَى.
There is no other outcome.
مَا هُنَاكَ عَاقِبَةٌ تَخْتَلِفُ.
There is no other final outcome.
نتيجة وعاقبة كل من كذب الرسل ورد أمر الله هي نفس النتيجة الحتمية.
the result and the outcome of everyone who disbelieves in Allah and belies the messenger, the messengers is this, there's no second possibility. Punishment in this world, destruction in this world and punishment in the hereafter.
من أول من ارتضى معصية الله تبارك وتعالى وهو قابيل ابن آدم عندما حدثته نفسه حسدا لقتل أخيه فقتله فهو نادم من ذاك اليوم إلى اليوم إلى أن تقوم القيامة إلى الأبد نادم على فعلته تلك وهكذا عاقبة كل من خالف أنبياء الله.
From the very first one who chose or was satisfied to disobey Allah, that was Cain, Qabil, who killed his brother Abel, and that was when he was jealous of him. So he was jealous of him, his ego, his nafs was jealous, so he killed him. So now, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and in the hereafter, he has remorse for what he did. And that is the outcome of anyone who disobeys Allah.
فكم من بني آدم بعد ذلك من جاء بنفس الطريقة يحسد ويحقد ويتصرف باليعجلة ثم يندم ولا يعتبر هذا بهذا حتى مضى على هذا الملايين إلى يومنا هذا.
And how many a person has come after him who was envious and disobeyed Allah and transgressed against others and regretted, and they, despite the fact that they followed him, they did not take a lesson from his example. Generation after generation, and this is how it is until the day of rising. And there are people who come on the surface of this earth and say, who's more powerful than us? So Allah caused them to perish, and He said, do they not see or do they not know that Allah who created them is more powerful than them? So then others come after them and says, who's stronger than us? And another generation comes and says, who's more powerful than us? Those who preceded them have said this. Do they not reflect on or look at what Allah did with them?
7 days and 8 nights صاروا فيها كلهم صرعا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باقية.
7 nights and 8 days until they had all perished, cast down as corpses like trees that had fallen. Do you see any remnants of them after them?
بريح أرسلها عليهم.
By a wind that Allah sent upon them.
والعجب أن هذه الريح يذكر الله بها كل الطغاة في كل زمان إلى أيامنا هذه.
And what's amazing or wondrous is that through these winds, Allah gives reminders to every transgressor that has come after until يوم القيامة.
الذين يقولون بألسن أقوالهم أو ألسن أحوالهم في زماننا من أشد منا قوة من وقت لآخر تهب عليهم رياح في شيء من مصالحهم وفي شيء من مساكنهم فلا يقدرون أمامها إلا أن يخسروا الديار ويخسروا الأسلحة ويخسروا الأجهزة بهبوب تلك الرياح عليهم في أيامنا.
And those who have come after, and they either say explicitly, they articulate this, or their state says this, their behavior says this, who is more powerful than us? Allah sends them reminders with winds that will both destroy people, houses, and infrastructure. It'll destroy houses, weapons, what have you, to give them a reminder, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لا تملك تكنولوجياهم وما عندهم من قوة أن ترد الريح.
Any of their technology or any of their material strength, none of that can repel this wind if Allah sends it.
ولو لم يكونوا من طعام وشراب هذا خالقه لك.
Oh, you who loves food and drink, He, Subhanahu, is the one who created it for you.
يا من تحب
by your own ego or the devils to indulge in something that Allah has prohibited and that He does not love or is not pleased by.
وإذا كان من علم حتى علم الدين نفسه ثم لم يكن بحبه ولم يمتلئ محبة لله وتعظيمه ومحبة لرسوله وتعظيمه
fulfill its rights, its demands, and be full and perform or implement this knowledge with filled with love of Allah and reverence for Allah. If they do not apply this religious knowledge in this way, it itself is not a benefit to them.
لكن من تحقق بعلم أن لا إله إلا الله صار بمحبته لله وتعظيمه له يستعمل كل شيء
and ta'zim, reverence or magnification of Allah. If that person eats, they eat and they're increased in the love of Allah. They eat and they're increased in reward from Allah. They eat and they're increased in light.
إن استعمل جهازا استعمله فيما يطابق شرع الله وينفع العباد فيثاب على ذلك الاستعمال.
If they use an electronic device, they use it in a manner that is according to Allah's limits and that is a benefit to the creation, and thereby they're rewarded.
ينام النومة فليتقوى على مهمته في الحياة كما حب الله منه فيثاب على نومته كما يثاب في يقظته.
And if they sleep in order to strengthen themselves or give themselves energy in order to fulfill their mission on this earth and obey Allah, so they're increased and rewarded in their sleep in the same way that they're rewarded for their wakefulness or their standing in prayer.
وكذلك قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه وغيره من الصحابة إني أرتجي في نومتي ما أرتجي في قومتي.
And due to this, Ibn Mas'ud or another of the Sahaba, may Allah be well pleased with them all, he said, surely I anticipate as a reward from my sleep the same thing that I hope for from my standing in prayer.
ذلك لاستقامته على المنهاج وامتلاء قلبي بمحبة الله ورسوله.
And that is due to his uprightness, his adherence to the way of Allah and his love for Allah and his messenger.
يقول الله تعالى في اعتبار القيمة للأشياء ومن أعظم ما يشغل بال الإنسان المال والولد. يقول عن المال والولد وما أموالكم ولا أولادكم بالتي تقربكم عندنا زلفى إلا من آمن وعمل صالحا فيتقرب بكل شيء.
And Allah says for us, giving us a lesson about the true value of things, and from the most beloved things to a person are their wealth and their children. And Allah mentions in the meaning of the verse, it is not your wealth or your children that bring you near to Allah, except for the one who believes and the one who performs good deeds. For this one, everything is a means by which he or she draws nearer to Allah.
وبذلك انظر المشهد عند الخليل إبراهيم على نبينا وعليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام فقال رضي الله صلوات الله وتسليماته فيما تتوجه إليه العقول والنفوس على باطل أفرأيتم ما تعبدون من دون الله فإنهم عدو لي إلا رب العالمين. ولما ذكر رب العالمين ذكر أن شؤون حياته كلها تتعلق بهذا الإله ويفوز فيها.
And in this meaning, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he mentioned, have you seen that other than Allah that they worship, all of those are my enemies, right? All of them are my enemies except the Lord of the worlds. And then he begins to describe the relationship to the Lord of the worlds, and he says, he says, he who created me and then guides me.
ثم يضع لي المسار في الحياة غيره ويقول افعل كذا واترك كذا وهو الذي خلقني الذي خلق أحق بأن يضع لي المنهاج ويقول افعل كذا واترك كذا لا غيره.
He created me and he is the one who makes for me the way that I must travel. Do this and do not do this. If he is the one who created, would we take our methodology in this world, what we do, what we refrain from anyone other than our creator?
والذي هو يطعمني ويسقين.
And the one who he feeds me and he gives me the drink.
تناولي للطعام والشراب بكل الأسباب التي بسطها لي لا تلهيني عن عظمته ولا يشغلني السبب عن المسبب.
And this food and this drink that he gives me, this does not distract me from him. All of these things that he has given me, these means do not distract me from their creator.
هو يطعمني.
He is the one who feeds me.
هيئتي التي خلقها قابلة محتاجة للطعام من عندي.
This bodily makeup, this body of mine that has a need for food, he is the one who created it.
تحديد نوع الطعام الذي يناسبني ويناسب هيئتي من عندي.
Designating the type of nourishment that befits me and suits me, that is from him.
الذي يتولى إنباته من الأرض هو.
The one who takes it upon himself or governs the growth of these plants, it is him.
مهما وضع الزارعون من الزرع في الأرض لا أحد منهم ولا من قواهم أو قواتهم أو أجهزتهم يدخل تحت الأرض مع الحبة ويقول انبتي وتوجهي كذا واطرعي فوق ليس أحد منهم يفعل ذلك.
The farmers or those who plant on crops with all of the knowledge they have or the technology they have, there's none of them that go beneath the earth and speak to the seed and they say, okay, now grow and ascend in this direction and so on.
أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أنتم تزرعونه أم نحن الزارعون؟
Allah says, do you see that which you harvest? Are you the one who makes it grow, or are we the ones that make it grow?
وأنبتنا لكم حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها. أإله مع الله.
And He is the one, in meaning, He is the one who created beautiful gardens for you. Are you the one who makes the foliage therein grow, or is He? Is there a deity along with Allah?
فنريد أن نعرف أي حكومة أي دولة أي حضارة رتبت هذا الترتيب جعلت الإنسان بهذا الهيكل وجعلت نوع الطعام هذا الذي يناسبه وأنبتته من الأرض منهم.
We want to know what power, what civilization, what government organized this. Right, this system, who put this together, who made the human being with this bodily makeup and this type of nourishment that they need, and these plants that are planted in this way and they grow and nourish this human being, who is the one who organized this?
جعل ذلك أحسن ما يبتني عليه جسد الإنسان من أيام آدم وجعل طريقة الزراعة للاستثمار والاستنبات هي نفس الطريقة فهل من أيام آدم إلى اليوم مع تقدم الإنسان يتغير الأمر؟
Allah, since the time of Adam, made this type of foliage be the thing that nourished him. And that's the type, and it has remained until this time. Has any of this changed?
هل بتقدمكم وتطوركم تقولون إن تغذية جسد الإنسان بهذه المواد المعينة قديم كان من أيام آدم وأيام نوح بعد قرون كبيرة الآن ممكن أن ابن آدم يتغذى بحجر ممكن بذهب ممكن بشعر هل يمكن هذا؟ هم مقهورون تحت قهر الذي وضع ورتب.
Is there anyone who can say that this manner of nourishing the human being, that's old, it's outdated, it's been around since Adam, we would rather nourish people with stones or gold or hair or things like that, is that possible? They're subjugated beneath Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, and He is the one who created them.
فهم مع كل دعواهم التقدم والتطور ساجدون بحقيقة أمرهم لله مقهورون تحت قهره.
With all of their claims of being advanced or developed, they themselves are subjugated, prostrating before the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لكن الله تعالى لم يرتب الخير والثواب والسعادة على السجود الكرهي الذي يسجده الكل ولكن على السجود الطوعي الذي ينشأ عن محب عن قلب أحب الله وعرفه فسجد طوعا له.
However, Allah did not base reward and love from him and nearness to him upon this prostration that the creature makes out of being subjugated before the power of Allah, but rather on the prostration that the believer makes out of obedience to Allah and love for Allah and a desire for nearness to him. And to Allah, all who are in the heavens and the earth prostrate either out of being subjugated or out of obedience.
هل في أحد ممن ينكر وجود ربه ويعتدي عدوانه وطغيانه هل أحد منهم اختار أباه وأمه؟
Is anyone who denies a belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or transgresses his limits, is that did any of those people choose their own father and mother?
وهل فيهم بعد من اختار وقت ولادته ومكان وموضع ولادته؟
Is there any after this that chose the time and the place and the manner in which he or she would be born?
وهل فيهم من اختار لون بشرته وطول جسمه وقصره؟
And is there any of them that chose his or her complexion and their height or their being short?
وهل فيهم من اختار شكل عينيه وطول يده وأصابعه؟
And are there any of them who chose the shape of their eyes and the length of their fingers and so on?
إنهم يغالطون أنفسهم.
And they're tricking themselves.
هم تحت قهره وتدبيره ثم ينكرونه.
They are beneath his power and beneath his disposal, his management of their affair and or his decree, and then they disobey him.
ثم أي منهم يملك أن يدفع الموت عن نفسه فلا يموت.
And then which of them is able to fend death from himself and then live without dying?
ودون الموت من يدفع المرض عن نفسه.
And less than death, which of them can fend illness from his or her body?
يقول أنا مثقف متطور وعندي الأغذية وعندي البيئة المحترمة ما يمكن أمرض.
And someone could say I'm advanced, I'm educated, I have a certain environment and I will never get sick.
أنا رئيس أكبر دولة في العالم ما يمكن أمرض.
Some who could say I'm the president of the greatest nation in the world, it's not possible for me to get sick.
أهل هذه الملكة للأدوات وأهل الرئاسات أكثر الأمة مرضا.
Those who govern these various material things and are people of material power or governmental power, those are the people that are most likely or fall ill the most.
وإصابتهم بأخطر الأمراض وأصعبها أكثر من إصابة عموم الفقراء.
And they're being afflicted with the most difficult and dangerous illnesses is more than the poor.
بل الأمراض الخطيرة في العصر ما نشأت وحدثت في البداية إلا من عند بيئاتهم المتقدمة المتطورة.
And the big dangerous epidemics in this time, those only occurred in those environments that are called advanced.
ثم كان من بركات حضارتهم أن سيروها إلى بقية البلاد والعالم.
And then it was and then
من بركات حضارتهم.
And then يعني with satire from the blessing of their civilization, these diseases spread to other than them.
لكن حضارة الأنبياء والرسل سيرت النور والهدى إلى العالم.
However, the civilization of the prophets and the messengers, this spread light to all of the worlds.
أتباعهم جاءوا فيقولون الله ابتعثنا لنخرج العباد من عبادة عباد إلى عبادة رب العباد لينال الناس عزهم وكرامتهم.
The followers of those prophets, they came and they said, Allah sent us to rescue or to emancipate the slaves from the worship of slaves to the worship of the Lord of slaves and to elevate them and honor them.
ومن جور الأديان إلى عدل الإسلام.
And for them to be rescued or saved from the tyranny of the other religions to the justice of Al-Islam.
ومن ضيق الدنيا إلى سعة الدنيا والآخرة.
And from the constriction of this world to the expanse of this world and the hereafter.
فما أعظمه من وعي بعظمة هذه الرسالة.
So how very great is this as an understanding of this great message.
وليست مسؤولية سيدنا ربعي بن عامر قائل هذا الكلام وحده أمام هذه الرسالة. أنتم وكل من آمن بها أمانتهم هذه الرسالة أن يحملوها كما حملها أولئك.
And this was not merely the responsibility of the prophetic companion whose name was Rib'i ibn Amr. He was the one who said this. Rather, this is the responsibility of you and everyone who believes in this message to carry this to humanity.
ملأ الله قلوبنا وإياكم إيمانا ويقينا.
May Allah fill our hearts and our souls with faith and certitude.
فما نزل من السماء إلى الأرض أشرف من اليقين.
Nothing has descended from the heavens to the earth that is more noble than yaqeen, certain faith.
وهذا هو الرزق الأغلى.
And this is the most precious rizq, sustenance that Allah gives.
اللهم وفر حقنا منه.
May Allah give us a great fortune of this certitude.
وكله مرتبط بأساس معنى علمي لا إله إلا الله.
And all of this connects to the foundational knowledge, لا إله إلا الله.
وكل مقام من مقامات علم لا إله إلا الله التعبير عنه بوصف المحبة.
And every station of the stations of the knowledge of La ilaha illallah, it is expressed through the quality or with the quality or trait of love.
فالتوبة والصدق فيها وقوتها على قدر المحبة.
Repentance, honesty in repentance, and strength in repentance is to the degree of the strength of one's love.
وهي تثمر زيادة المحبة.
and that will bear the fruit of an increase of love.
والصبر القوة فيه والأخذ النصيب منه على قدر المحبة.
Fortitude, strength of fortitude, attaining a portion of fortitude of sabr is to the extent or degree of one's love.
وهو يزيد المحبة.
And it is will it give, bring an increase in love.
الشكر التمكن فيه والتحقق على قدر المحبة.
Gratitude, shukr, being genuine and realized and firm in gratitude is to the extent of one's love.
وبذلك وهو يزيد في المحبة.
And it will be a cause of increase in love.
وبقية مقامات اليقين كلها كذلك.
And all of the stations, the maqamat of certitude, all of them are like this.
ومن هنا تعلم أن صدق المؤمن في إيمانه يتترجم بقوة محبته لرسول الله وآل بيته وصحابته والمؤمنين عامة وخاصتهم خاصة.
And by this you know that the truth of the faith of a believer, this is expressed in the strength of their love for Allah and His Messenger and the family and all of the believers.
وقد جاءنا في الحديث الصحيح عن نبينا أنه في يوم هجرته ووصوله المدينة خرج جوار الأطفال ومن بنات بني النجار الذي نزل عندهم صلى الله عليه وسلم يحملون الدفوف ويسقلون في شوارع فرحين نحن جوار من بني النجار يا حبذا محمد من جاري.
And it's mentioned in hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his hijra's migration when he arrived to Al-Madinah, children came out with tambourines, with dufuf, beating them and singing to him, saying, "We are girls from Banu Najjar, ya habada Muhammad Minjar, we're daughters, or we're the girls of the tribe of Banu Najjar. How beloved it is to have Muhammad as a neighbor." And they singing this, in welcoming him, they passed by the street in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood on the door to the house, gazing upon these girls and listening to their singing. And so when the girls reached him, he said, "Do you all love me?"
These girls from the Ansar,
However, the strength of their faith made them reach this degree. They said, "We swear by Allah, then we swear by Allah that we love you, O Messenger of Allah." And how very wondrous and beautiful is what they said. However, his response was even more wonderful and beautiful. He said, Allah knows that my heart loves you. And how very excellent this is for them. And congratulate them in this. And how wondrous is this gift that they received.
And
in this hadith, a question was brought to the Prophet ﷺ, as is mentioned in the Sahih of al-Bukhari.
قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ الرَّجُلُ يُحِبُّ الْقَوْمُ وَلَمَّا يَلْحَقْ بِهِمْ فَأَجَابَ وَقَالَ الْمَرْءُ مَعَ مَنْ أَحَدْ.
Excuse me, in this context, the hadith comes, a person says, "O Messenger of Allah, Allah loves a people and he is yet to join them." But the Prophet ﷺ replied, "A person, a man, is with those whom he loves." So then if the sign or the real representation of faith is love, then the one that was of highest faith is Sayyidina Abu Bakr
as-Siddiq.
So then study this sign of true faith or true love in the faith of Sayyidina Abu Bakr.
رواه البخاري في صحيح عن سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق أنه قال لقرابة رسول الله أحب لي أن أصل من قرابتي.
And it's narrated in the Sahih al-Bukhari that Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, "It is more beloved to me to maintain ties with the kin of Allah's Messenger than with my own relatives."
وروى البخاري أيضا عنه أنه قال أرغبوا محمدا في آل بيته.
And Al-Bukhari narrates that Sayyidina Abu Bakr also said, "Watch or mind or maintain the covenant with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the people of his house."
And إن غاب عنكم جسده الشريف فهذه خليفة خلافته من بعدكم وهؤلاء قرابته وأهل بيته فارغبوه فيه.
even if his body is absent from you, is no longer present with you in his body, this is his vicegerency, the caliphate or his successorship in the people of his house, so watch him there. And he once exited the masjid, and along with him was Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib. And so he met Hassan, the son of Ali, may Allah be pleased with them both, in the street. And so Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they hugged him and picked him up, and he said, I swear. Sayyidina Ali and Abu Bakr, they picked up Hassan bin Ali. And what called?
لما خرج من المسجد سيدنا بكر سيدنا علي وجد سيدنا بكر الحسن بن علي في الشارع فحمله يرفعه ويضعه ويقول بأبي بأبي شبيها بالنبي لا شبيها بعلي.
So Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Abu Bakr, they exited the masjid and they found Hassan bin Ali and they hugged him and picked him up, Hassan bin Ali, and began to swing him and said, by my father, by my father, he resembles his father, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not his father, meaning Sayyidina, not Sayyidina Ali. And Sayyidina Ali was watching, was smiling, watching what Sayyidina Abu Bakr did with Sayyidina Hassan.
قال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب وكان إسلام أبي طالب أحب إلي من إسلام أبي الخطاب.
And it comes in this hadith of Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab that the Islam of Abu Talib is more beloved to me than this Islam of al-Khattab, meaning of my own father.
قالوا لماذا؟ قال لأنه أحب إلى رسول الله.
And they asked him why. He said because this is more beloved to Allah's Messenger.
وأعطى مرة في العطاء ولده 2000 عبد الله بن عمر وأعطى أسامة بن زيد 3000.
And once when he was apportioning the stipends, he gave his own son Abdullah bin Omar 2000, right, as his stipend, and he gave Osama bin Zayd 3000.
فقال سيدنا عبد الله لأبي لما فضلت أسامة علي وليس أقدم مني إسلاما ولا سنا ولا هجرة.
And so he asked, why did you give Osama bin Zayd more than me? And he isn't earlier in his Islam, nor is he older, nor is he earlier in his hijrah than I.
فقال له سيدنا عمر قدمته لأنه كان أحب إلى رسول الله منك وكان أبوه أحب إلى رسول الله من أبيك.
He said, I preferred him over you because he was more beloved to Allah's Messenger than you, and his father was more beloved to Allah's Messenger than your father.
فهذه ترجمة الإيمان في حقائق المحبة.
This is the expression of faith in the realities of love, or through the realities of love. May Allah give us and you a great portion of this. May Allah give us great fortune from this. May Allah make us people of beneficial knowledge, people of true faith, people of complete certitude, and people of pure love.
يا رب اجعلنا نبيت ليلتنا وأنت ورسولك حبلين مما سواك.
Oh Allah, our Lord, make us spend this night and you and your messenger are more beloved to us than everything other than you.
ونصبح على ذلك.
And let us awaken in this.
ونحيا على ذلك.
And let us live in this.
ونموت على ذلك.
Let us die in this.
ونحشى في زمرة أهل تلك المحبة.
And be resurrected in the group of that love.
مع خواص المحبة.
With the elect of those who are beloved.
جمعتنا على ذكرهم وذكر محبتهم فلا تخرجنا من زمرتهم يوم القيامة.
You brought us together in your mention and the mention of these lovers, so do not cause us to be separated from their group on the day of resurrection.
نجزي إخواننا أهل الاجتماع.
And all of those who came together in this gathering, give them the greatest reward. And anyone who participated, and anyone who spoke or sung, and anyone who served or attended, unite all of them in the group of your beloved. Bring all of them together in the group of your beloved. Bring all of them in the group of your beloved. And do not leave any of us out. Or all in our families, our children, our
children.
يا رب
يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا رب يا اجعلنا مقبولين، اجعلنا موصولين، اجعلنا موفقين، اجعلنا هداة مهتدين، ادفعنا البلايا الظواهر والخفايا، بلغنا الآمال، فعنا إلى مراتب العوال، ارزقنا الصدق معك في كل حال، فض فإضاءة الجود علينا، اصلح ظاهرنا وخافينا، لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، وقربنا إليك زلفى، وقربنا إليك زلفى، وقربنا إليك زلفى، واجعلنا من أهل الصدق ومن أهل الوفاء، ومن أهل النقاء ومن أهل الصفصفاء، ومن أهل الاتباع لحبيبك المصطفى. بجاهي عليك خلقنا بأخلاقه، وأدبنا بآدابه، وسر بنا في سبيله، واسقنا من سلسبيله، وانصرنا به وانصر بنا شريعته ودينه وسنته، واجعلنا من خواص أهل المحبة، ورقنا فيها أعلى رتبة، واسقنا أحلى شربة، واكشف عنا وعن الأمة كل كربة، واختم لنا بلا إله إلا الله، واجعل آخر كلام كل واحد منا من هذه الحياة لا إله إلا الله، متحققا بحقائقها بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الفاتحة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا اغفر لنا الإخوان الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نسألك لنا والأمة للأمة من خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد، وعبدك من شر ما استعاذك من عبدك ونبيك سيدنا محمد. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.